I'm not okay. You're not okay. And that's okay. Reverend William Sloan Coffin.
My guest, Margaret Squires, PhD, is a mother, wife, sister, friend, psychotherapist, and dancer. She incites other people to dance whenever possible. She hasn't published a poem since contributing to her high school literary magazine, but when she recently made more time in her life for fantasy, live music, and dancing, poetry came along with the rest. She has read at the Heart Rock Poetry Series and is grateful for the encouragement she has received there. And now she's about to read her poems on the Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Welcome, Peggy. Let's hear what came along with the rest.
All right. This is a set of poems that grew out of my reactions to the live music scene in Bloomington. And the first one celebrates the Hucklebucks. Dancing Fae. Through the evening, one band succeeded another, full of exciting rhythm, and my friends would have pulled me to the dance floor if my own inclination had not. I thought I was all danced out. While my favorite band did its sound checks, I sat sipping ice water with lemon. I wanted to dance some more. I planned to dance some more. But my will and limbs felt equally slack. I really thought I was all danced out. Then my guys started to play. Rocking bass, driving drums, hot guitar, mellow horn. The beat moved my feet. The melody floated my arms. I had plenty of energy. I was not all danced out. I danced and danced until it was time to go home. Driving home, I thought of stories about mortals caught in fairy circles, forced to dance to the wild, eldritch music until they dropped or died. For the first time ever, I thought, well, that's not a bad way to go. This one celebrates the Cross County Drifters and a Chuck Berry song. C'est la vie. The room is full. Circles of friends around circular tables, wine circulating with crackers and cheese. We talk about our children and their children. Our heads are gray or graying, bald or balding, or dyed, but very much alive. The music's pulsing embers catch the tinder, and a bonfire flares, centering the heart of our village. The women rise up first, one, two, then a circle, smiling to welcome one another. We step and sway, dancing the dances of our younger days or the choreographies of our age, careful of our joints, but inventing freely. We're old enough to dance in our bodies, not in the eyes of others. A few men join, but we are mostly a sisterhood, a white witch coven, glorying in the coursing of our blood, the music's earthy beat, the tribe's well-being. The room is full of the opposite of testosterone poisoning. This is estrogen blessing. C'est la vie, say the old folks. Songwriter's Showcase at Players' Pub. Four men with guitars. Veteran, hippie, artist, regular Joe. They wear T-shirts, sweatshirts, faded jeans. Their hearts are naked. Some notes muffled, some notes plangent. Every note sings love and longing, longing and love again. Blues Jam at Player's Pub, Player's Paradox. Concealed in the shadow of his cap's visor, his gray eyes are half closed, half open. He sits loose in his chair, waiting his turn, or simply drifting? He exhales the ghosts of burning leaves and fermented grains. Is his head keeping time or merely weaving? Applause signals a song's ending. With a jaunty word, he's on his feet, heading for the stage. The guitar strap circles his shoulder in one practiced arc. The music he unleashes is spare and sure, clear and right.
You've been listening to poems by Margaret Squires on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander.